Hello and welcome to Inside the Huddle as we preview Super Bowl 52 between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. We're here in the Mall of America, which is one of the biggest shopping centers in the United States. This week it's Dublin as the Super Bowl Media Center. We're going to be here all week bringing you news, views from the big game. I'm joined by Jeff Reinbold, as ever, and a couple of guests right from the start who you will recognize from our Sky Sports coverage. The Around the NFL podcast gentleman, Mark Sessler, Dan Hanzus. Guys, thanks for joining us. This is a little bit different if we're used to Radio Row and the Media Center. Mark, a little bit different this year.
Yeah, I didn't know that when we finally got to meet you in person, it would be 15 feet away from a beef jerky outlet, but life is an odd thing.
Nothing but the best.
It checks out, actually.
It's like, it does.
It is a nice connection. What's more American than having a whole setup in the middle of a mall?
Shopping
I feel like
mall.
We've nailed this.
It's freezing cold out there, Jeff, but there'll be plenty of hot air spoken inside this building all week because that's all we kind of do. It's media interviewing media all week long.
But you know what? You guys are saying it, as packed as it is now and with the access that the people have, it's going to be crazy when the superstars are hanging around in here. This is going to be a great, great week.
It's a really unusual. Every Super Bowl has its own kind of feel, and they start to somewhat have a bit of a rhythm. This one is totally different so far because of this setup. And when you're parading, you guys have Ray Lewis later in the week.
Yeah.
I just want to see what it's going to look like. It's going to be a crush of people, so interesting.
A mistake by you guys not to have more security to handle the flow of fans for Mark and I
for
when
you.
We get off.
There's
sides.
At least six or seven people wondering who we are.
All undercover guys. I just want you to know that.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much.
So every Super Bowl has its own identity, Dan, and this Super Bowl hasn't been here for 26 years. So the last time it was here, Bill Belichick wasn't a very good head coach. He'd just gone 6-10 with the Cleveland Browns. Carson Wentz wasn't even born. Nick Foles was 3 years old. This city will want to make a good impression, won't it?
For sure, and it's a very different facility. It was a dome, the Metrodome, that eventually the roof caved in. It was an old place, the U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm really excited. I've been here to see this new stadium. It's supposed to be one of the nicest facilities in the whole country, which that's the rule now. It doesn't matter how cold it is, and it's going to be like -3 degrees this weekend. It doesn't matter how cold it is or what it is. If you build a stadium, you get a game, and we have a good stadium to watch the game in.
Yeah, it's going to be -21 Celsius by the weekend on our European
awesome
measures. So when I was at college, I'm sure when you were at college, your lecturer would always say, there are no dumb questions. That is not going to be the case for these players.
He's never been here. He's never been a media.
Remember
day.
When Dexter Manley was told, asked what kind of tree would you be, all of that stuff.
Yes.
Mark,
oh, yeah.
How they deal with the distractions? Is it a real thing? Is it something that, experience matters this week?
I mean, there's different levels of distractions. There's the distraction of just having to deal with the media, and then like what got dropped into the Patriots' laps a couple years ago with that whole controversy around the deflated footballs.
Yeah.
And so it's like, as long as you don't get totally thrown off your axis, I think there's a lot of preparation. You know when your media time is. You know, a lot of these players don't have to do as much media as the star players.
Right.
They're used to this, I think. That said, I mean, it's just that you would like to be zeroed in. And their media night, what we're going to experience this week, is unlike anything they will have experienced all year.
The thing, it's like the center of the universe, the sports universe, and these guys are on routines, they're on schedules, and they go through the different things. But sometimes guys do fall through the cracks. The Raiders center,
Barrett Robbins,
the safety for the Falcons,
Robinson. How about the self-created distractions? Marshawn Lynch in New York, remember? Because he wouldn't talk to me, and what a circus that became.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. Immortal words.
When we were in New Orleans, you go out to dinner and you see players hanging out with coaches. So it's like they're out on the town. So you just have to keep a lid on anything crazy happening.
Not the Patriots, though.
Bill Belichick almost embraced it last year, didn't he? I feel like he was a bit more open.
Well, he's got this.
Yeah, it's all relative.
I mean, it really, to me, I think it is an advantage that the Patriots, when you go to the Super Bowl 8 times in 16 years, you have this whole thing figured out from the coaching staff to the top stars that have been there forever. And these other teams that the first Super Bowl, their opponent this week, like they don't have the same type of situation.
32 players on the Patriots roster have Super Bowl experience, just 6 on the Eagles, but those Eagles ones, they've won the Super Bowl, so at least that's
pretty significant. But, you hit on a good point, guys, that it's not just the players and the coaches. It's everybody around your football team. It's the owner. It's all of the people that work in tick. Everybody is it all gets bigger. And you know what it's like with ticket requests and, it's just such a huge distraction. I think that's a great advantage for the Patriots this week.
One man who's going to be playing in his first Super Bowl this weekend is Nick Foles, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was talking to Susie Colbert about how emotional he will be on Super Bowl Sunday.
You know, I feel really good right now. I feel calm, excited. This is something you dream about as a kid, and the opportunity to go do this with such an amazing group of guys, and to be, you know, wearing the green, be a part of the Philadelphia Eagles organization, it's a dream come true, and I'm really excited because I'm really going into uncharted waters. I've never even been to a Super Bowl game, so to be playing in it, I'm really excited.
Doug Peterson believed in you even before you were in the NFL. What has that meant to you?
It means the world to be playing for Coach Peterson. He was the one who drafted me. He was the one that came out to Austin, Texas, and worked me out at Westlake High School. He was the only coach that flew out and did that. Philadelphia Eagles were the only organization that I had a private visit with outside of the Senior Bowl and the Combine. So for him to have that faith in me from the beginning is huge. And now to play for him as he's my head coach is something that's really special. And, you know, I'm grateful every day for it.
You have often used the word awesome to describe your quarterback room, just how everybody gets along. And Carson Wentz admitted this week that when the offense runs on the field, it's tough. And when the game starts, he says, then he's okay. How has he been with you this week?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Carson sharing that, I mean, that's a real emotion. That's a real feeling. You know, I know he wants to be out there. He's that type of competitor. He's an amazing player. He should win the MVP award this year. I believe that. I'm with him every day. I see what he does, and he's in tune. He knows all our checks, and his preparation hasn't changed a bit. And that is something really special. That says a lot about his character and his person. And, you know, I have all the respect in the world for him, and, you know, I can't wait to see what he does in the future once he's healthy.
Yes, Nick Foles, the highest-rated quarterback in the NFL playoffs. I'm going to say that again. Nick Foles is the highest-rated quarterback in the NFL playoffs.
Is that the whole thing, too? If you're talking yourself into the Eagles winning this game, Nick Foles has to basically recreate what he did last Sunday?
Yeah.
Like, that's what's got to happen, because if he comes back down to earth, I don't think they have a chance. He has to kind of catch lightning in a bottle again.
This is what's great about this game, this Super Bowl every year. It throws up storylines. Nick Foles was considering retirement. Here he is in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like I'm doing a feature on John DeFilippo, the quarterback's coach, and I asked about Nick Foles because, you know, 2 weeks ago, he couldn't have done anything. He was counted out as having no chance to take this team anywhere. Last two games have been impressive, and he just talked about the fact that Nick Foles has been preparing. It sounds a little generic, but that it doesn't surprise him at all how well he's played because he's prepared to be the starter from the preseason. They were not concerned that it's a bit more experienced quarterback than most teams have at the backup position. And if they can run the ball the way they did last week, and I thought that the deep ball came back, that's what Foles, big plays,
you know,
vanished.
Not one completion of over 20 yards until last week, and he has four over 30. But you know what, if you look at his career, go all the way back to he goes to college to Michigan State, leaves there, doesn't work out for him there, goes to Arizona, has a throws for some pretty decent yardage to a tight end, big, tall kid out of Buffalo, a kid named Gronkowski. But his whole career has kind of been this peaks and valleys, and I think you're right. He's going to have another peak if they have a chance in this game.
Now, guys, I like a statistic. I like to drop a stat or two during our coverage on Sky Sports.
Classic Reynolds.
Exactly, right?
That's what I say.
You go to what you know best, stats. Yeah. I like stats. I'm going to read out a few stats. Yeah. And you guys can tell me if you think they're meaningful or meaningless. Okay. All right. Dan, do you want to go first?
Okay, sure.
Teams wearing white jerseys have won 12 of the last 13 Super Bowls. Meaningful or meaningless?
I feel like I should say it's meaningless, but I'm going with meaningful. I'm all in. Think about the last two Super Bowls the Patriots won in white.
Right.
No business winning either game. Everything goes back to the duds. It's about the kits.
And Belichick. You wouldn't expect the almighty Belichick to be worried about superstition, but he had a chance to wear their home blue, and he chose the white.
I think it's meaningful, too. I like your answer. You're
deeply
correct.
Meaningful.
Oh, deeply meaningful. Yeah. That's a whole new category. One for you, Mark. The team that scores first in the Super Bowl is 34-17 and has won six of the last seven. Of course,
meaningful,
they didn't win last year.
I think it's meaningful if it's the Patriots. I don't, after what we saw with the Falcons, I'm not sure it's so meaningful if it's any other team but the Patriots.
Yeah.
I think the way the Eagles, though, they can't get into a hole in this game. I think they have to do what they did last week is come out, and they played a great defense last week, dictate early on, keep the ball. They had those long drives 2 weeks in a row, 8-9 minutes, keep the ball out of New England's hands. That's how it become meaningful if they score first.
One for you. Now go on, Dan, if you want to chip in, if you don't think it's meaningful.
I think it's also meaningful if the Eagles get ahead first. So
they play well. They play well with the lead, don't they?
They do. They kind of have to replicate what the Jags almost pulled off. Get ahead and change the tone of the game.
All right, Jeff, for you. Patriots running backs caught 126 passes in 2017 to rank second in the NFL. Does that matter or not?
I think it's extremely meaningful because when you look at their running backs, and you can go through them, Burkhead, Gillislee, Lewis, all of them, they all are tough matchups against linebackers. And New England does such a great job with formations where they get the linebacker exposed. It gives Brady a chance to know the coverage before the ball snapped. And all of those guys, they really are not typical running backs.
Right.
I mean, they have the ability to flex out and be wide receivers in the passing game.
So I'm 3 for 3 on meaningful
stats. Perfect game so far.
Let's end it right there, then. It's not going to get any better. Thanks, Dan, for joining us. Thanks, Mark.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break here on Sky Sports. When we come back, we're going to continue our build-up, Super Bowl 52, with former Patriots offensive lineman Ross Tucker. Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We are in Minneapolis in the Super Bowl Media Center. Very pleased now to be joined by a man with a growing media empire, played for 7 years in the NFL, including with the New England Patriots as an offensive lineman, Ross Tucker from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, from Sirius Radio. Ross, what do you make of it's quite relatively quiet now. It's early in the week.
How did you guys get this set, by the way? You guys are big time.
Neil's big time. Sky Sports is legit. There you go.
And you know what? Being back over in London again, you know, during the season, you guys deserve it. With the way the fans, I still can't believe how many fans of the podcast came and met me at the pub over there. Yeah. I mean, it's just exploding. I love it. I love. You know, my running joke is that the NFL needs to expand internationally because we got to think of the children. There's too many children out there that think soccer is the best sport.
Right.
Can't we please think of the children?
It's growing, Jeff, all the time.
And you know, you look at, and I tell you what, Ross, one of the things that's really for us at Sky Sports is really cool is our viewing numbers have really taken off, you know, and
I'm taking credit for that one as well, Ross.
But ever since Neil was the host, right?
There's a lot of truth to that, but the fact of the matter is, in a year when U.S. numbers are down, Canadian numbers are down, our numbers are up and up significantly. And I think that's indicative of what you talked about is the interest has grown exponentially in 10 years of having games
in London. It's awesome.
Ross, let's talk about a team that you played for. And so you've been inside that locker room. We hear about the Patriot way. The New England Patriots, here they are in a record 10th Super Bowl. Brady and Belichick in 8th, which is as many as any other team in NFL history has. What's the atmosphere like in that locker room? Why are they here year after year?
You want the truth?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me.
The atmosphere is 100% negative reinforcement. I'm just being honest. I mean, evidently it works, but there's a low light video at the start of every meeting, okay? So if the meeting starts at 8 a.m., the first thing they do that morning is show the 4 or 5 worst plays from practice the day before. So if you had a mental error, if you just got beat easily, it's gonna be on. And even if it's Brady, he'll put it on there, bad throw, and he's so sarcastic. And like, your whole motivation is to not be on that video. I don't remember them ever saying anything positive to anybody. I think if you do something positive, it's just what's expected.
Right, doing
your job.
If
you do something negative, you're doing your job. If you do something negative, then they're gonna get on you, then they're gonna criticize you. I can remember in practice distinctly having a bad play and be like, oh no.
Here we go.
That's going to be on the video tomorrow. Evidently it works, you know?
You're a Princeton graduate, obviously a high academic guy.
Yeah.
The Patriots have had more college graduates on their roster than any team in the NFL in recent history. What about that is important in the whole
You know what it is? Because I think that they realize the difference is in the details, right? And so if you're a college grad, you're someone that even though you're at college and you're playing football, you realize the big picture and you were able to budget your time to still make sure you took care of business in the classroom. And they realize that those guys are the guys that are gonna stay an extra hour after practice, go in an extra hour. Those are the people that recognize the reward that comes with putting in the time and studying. There's no question that that's a big factor for them.
We see this team, especially Belichick and Brady because they are the constant. Everything right. changes around them. But we see this team hit reset quicker than anyone else as well. Yeah, last year at the end of the parade, they had the parade in Boston, and then Belichick's leading the no days off chant, and we're already 5 weeks behind the rest of the NFL. How do they continually hit reset when human nature would suggest that normally there would be some kind of letdown?
Well, and what's crazy to me is I think I saw some stat that even the Seahawks Super Bowl 3 years ago, there's only 11 guys still on the team.
Wow, so they just keep 11 guys still on the team.
How are you able to do that in this time?
Well, so a couple things, right? So number one, you know, Brady helps.
Right.
I mean, he helps a lot. He helps quite a bit. But not only that, they have done the best job of any team I've seen of being ahead of the curve. They were the first team that said, you know what? Having this little slot guy in the middle that's quick, with the way the rules are now, can't get your hand on him, that's the way to go. Then, next thing you know it, they were the first one that said, you know what? Let's get two tight ends. We can go 12 personnel, which is two tight ends attached to the line of scrimmage. We're going to run the ball. You better have your regular personnel out there. You do that, then they split Gronkowski wide and Aaron Hernandez wide. You have a matchup nightmare there. More recently, they've realized up-tempo stuff. They've realized throwing the ball to the running backs is the best thing. I feel like they have been ahead of the curve over and over and over again. Look, the Dolphins had Wes Welker. Right. They could have just kept Wes Welker.
Well, and the Rams had Amendola.
Yes, I mean, and they just didn't realize.
Philadelphia had Deion Lewis.
Yes, and Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland.
We're back in Cleveland.
And in all those instances, those teams just didn't realize what they had. It seems like when everybody else is zigging, Belichick and the Patriots are zagging.
I got to ask you this question because this guy fascinates me. And I think that the Patriots do the best job of coaching because you watch how their team develops over the course of the season.
Yeah.
You know how it is in pro football. The first thing that starts to go is fundamentals.
Yeah. Right?
You watch them, that goes the other way. Now, Dante Scarnecchia, retires, comes back, and all of a sudden, an offensive line, Solder's the number one, but they got a bunch of guys, really.
Yeah, let Adrian Waddle on the right side.
Extremely well. Yeah. You played for Scar. Talk to us about him.
That is one tough human being. I had 9 offensive line coaches in the NFL, and he is as demanding as any I've ever been around. I tell all the time, I had some big name offensive line coaches, you know, Joe Gibbs, Jim McNally, guys like that. Scarnecchia is the best one I ever had. I mean, first of all, there were no mental errors. There was just no such thing. Like, if you were the type of guy that would commit a mental error, you're just not there.
Right.
You're not even there. They don't even have you there. Secondly, when I was there, people get all caught up in size and stuff. I think Logan Mankins might have been the heaviest one at like 312. We were all, Steve Neal was 304, Matt Light 306, Dan Copeland 295. We were lean and mean, and we could run, man. Like our individual period, which is when it's just your position group, it was run, run, run. I mean, I felt like I was gonna throw up. Like, so then what that means is in the game, you're mentally tough, you're physically tough, and it's amazing. We talk all the time about physical ability. It's amazing how far just those two things will take you.
Yeah. Well, New England's offensive line this week will be protecting arguably the greatest quarterback in NFL history in Tom Brady. This week, he spoke to Susie Colbert about that injured throwing hand we've all been talking about.
Well, I'm still, you know, working on it. You know, it's, again, it was only 11 days ago when I heard it. So, but I think we're in a decent place, and hopefully it can get better over the course of the next 7 days. Not quite where I want it to be right now, but hopefully by game time it should be.
And it was good to hear that Rob Gronkowski was back on the practice field for this second straight practice after he suffered a concussion in the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
What is it about the way you guys operate on offense that you can lose one of your best players and still, like, seamlessly move on?
Well, it may have seemed seamlessly, but it really wasn't. I think a lot of other guys had to fill in the, you know, the slack, and, you know, losing such a great player is hard for any offense. We don't want to do that again. So I'm hoping he's out there, you know, all the time. He's obviously still working his way back, but we're going to need him out there this week if, you know, if we want to play our best.
Is there anything, what do you think could actually satisfy you that you could say, man, I did it?
I think the enjoyment for me comes from just the process of, you know, the training, you know, the preparation for the games, and then going out and playing. I love getting out there with my teammates. I mean, we laughing this morning like it was like I was 22 years old. So it's been a while since I've been 22 years old, but we're having fun, and we have a great opportunity for us. So hopefully we can just go out there and keep our preparation where it needs to be, enjoy the moment. You never know if you're ever going to have this experience again, but we've got to go out and try to play our best game against the best team we'll face all year.
Yes, Tom Brady aiming to become the oldest quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl, 40 years and 185 days on Super Bowl Sunday. But, Ross, he'll be up against a hard-charging Philadelphia defensive line that leads the NFL with 17 quarterback pressures per game. Is that where we're looking at this game being a key, right, in the trenches?
Well, think about the playoff games that the Patriots have lost. I remember Denver two years ago, where Brady was just getting smashed by those guys. Obviously, the two giant Super Bowl losses. Really, if the Patriots are going to lose, it's because the Eagles dominate up front both sides of the ball, which they can, which means Fletcher Cox, Timmy Jernigan, Brandon Graham, those guys have to get all over Tom Brady, which is why I think the Patriots go no huddle, try to tire those guys out. Also, not let the Eagles rotate and sub, because what makes the Eagles special is that their twos are as good as a lot of people's ones.
Chris Long comes in those pass rush situations.
They're going to go no huddle and get the ball out quick, because also the Eagles' safeties and linebackers are not great in coverage.
Right, they gave up
it's a big Gronk game. It's a big Deion Lewis, Burkhead game, James White game. I don't like that matchup for the Eagles.
Eagles gave up a lot of yards to running backs in the air this year. We're going to finish with a quick game and finish that sentence. Okay, I'm going to start a sentence.
Yes.
You're going to finish it. Jeff, you can start. The biggest improvement in Nick Foles has been?
When they got back to the things that he can do. You know, when you look at Tom Brady, he has the ability to steer the under coverage with his eyes. Foles isn't there right now as a quarterback. So they went to the RPO stuff. They went to the play action game early. That got the linebackers out of coverage, gave him clean sight lines, and simplified his reads. So I thought that was a great job of coaching by the Eagles. Now it's going to be interesting to see how the Patriots count.
All right, Ross, one for you. You're going to knock down the fourth wall on this one. The one thing we may not know about Bill Belichick is?
He's actually really funny.
Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a sarcastic.
He hides it well, right?
It's a sarcastic, biting, witty. Like, he's usually making fun of somebody else, so you're laughing. But the way he makes fun of other people, he's pretty good at it.
All right, good stuff. Ross Tucker, Jeff Reinbold. We were joined by Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler on Inside the Huddle today. We'll be back tomorrow with more from Minneapolis. Until then, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.